I greet you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of our risen Lord and only Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a great joy and privilege to be invited to share the Word of God today as we celebrate MCCA Men's Lord's Day. We bless God for all men and for the ways in which God has raised up men and have placed them at strategic places in the life of the church, our homes, and our communities. And we pray that God will begin a new work among our men, even now. A word from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, and verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks for the ways in which we have been led in this worship experience thus far. We give you thanks for the ways in which we have been blessed, and for the word that you have spoken through the songs and the reading of Holy Scripture. We pray, O God, that now as we seek to interpret your word, that your word will come alive, will stir our hearts, and that we'll be blessed. Uphold me, O God, that I may preach Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Give me grace, O God, that will be my only preoccupation. I pray that your word will come unto us with power and conviction. And so now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, our strength and our salvation. And the whole church says, amen. Amen. Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples. This is a request from the disciples of Jesus, men whom Jesus had called and were training them for leadership in his kingdom, the church. Jesus called them away from their occupations. Some of them were called away from their families. They were all called for the same purpose. That was to be disciples of Jesus, to be a part of a new movement, to be God's ambassadors to the world. But before they were properly sent, Jesus spent 3 years teaching them the way of the kingdom, teaching them the things of God, teaching them how to lead God's people. And one day, while Jesus himself was praying, the disciples came to him and asked, "Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples." When you consider the context in which this request was being made, it is rather strange.
When you think of the men that Jesus called to himself to be disciples, many of them were what you would call very good Jews. And therefore, from childhood, would have been taught the various Jewish prayers. Many of them were devoted Jews and therefore went to the temple at the hour of prayer daily. These were men who were familiar with the Jewish prayers. These were men, many of them, who knew all the prayers by heart. And there were different prayers for different seasons and different occasions. And as a good Jew, you had a responsibility to learn these prayers by heart. And so the Jewish prayer book was rarely written on the hearts of the devout. But yet these disciples of Jesus, who were familiar with Jewish prayers and engaged themselves in Jewish prayers on a regular basis, still came to Jesus with a rather unusual request. Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught his disciples.